We will try to have the bad habit to be on time. So let's start the conference on time. I want to thank all of you to take time to be with us today. As the scientific director of the McGill Initiative for Integrative Health Management, it is a great pleasure to welcome you all here today. The McGill Initiative for Integrative Health Management is basically a strategic alliance that was formed 5 years ago between the Faculty of Medicine and Management to bring together the cutting-edge science and also the best practices in both medicine and management to try to see how can we look at a health problem differently if we were to bring the best of management to see how can we improve the management of healthcare when as society, in most modern countries, we spend 10% of our GNP on healthcare. Can we use a bit of marketing to help people engage into healthy lifestyle when it becomes lifestyle that kills people through obesity or through other chronic diseases? So that's very much what has been the impetus for the creation of this alliance, and I've been basically leading this alliance since then. When we created the alliance, it was also at the same time that we had our first cohort of MD, MBA, who were getting ready to take what we call their capstone. McGill, until this year, has been the only university in Canada to have an MD, MBA program. So when they graduate, they have both degrees. And before we say on the brochure that we will be creating the leader of the new healthcare, and before we launch them to do so, there is a course that they take that is the capstone at the end of their MD MBA. So since we had to develop this course and we wanted to build this kind of network of people who would develop a research agenda, an education agenda between medicine and management, we did all this together by creating this challenge. The health challenge is the fifth this year. And basically the idea, what we have been doing is bringing in for three, it has varied from 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, bringing in the top presenters and participants from the relevant disciplines for the challenge of the year, and then develop an agenda where we try to push science at the same time that we push practice in issues where we think that there is a benefit to put medicine and management together. So we had, for instance, last year it was the management of home care and the use of technology in asthma, it has been aging and so on. This year, it is the first time that we do it close to a research agenda that we have been developing. And when I say we, it's a good bunch of people who are here, who will be presenting, who are participants, where there may be a particular benefit. It's in the context of obesity. For the last 2 or 3 years, a bunch of us, starting with neuroscience individuals, people interested in individual behaviors, and then moving to various facets of health and management, we have developed an agenda to say, now with the development of neuroscience, we have better insights into the non-rational side of decision-making and behavior. We know a little more than when eating models were strictly based on rats, what may be happening when one is confronted with high-caloric food. And can we build upon this to then see, based on this knowledge, can we think about food, health, and business practice differently so that instead of relying on lay on restraint and regulation, we understand a bit more the reward response and the decision making and so on, and then see how we can integrate this into people's practice, as well as developing new ways to create value for everybody in the society, and in the process, keeping people healthy. So in doing so, as you would suspect, I brought my gang from research as scientific leader. I will not list everybody because it will be too long. It's all in the program. So we were a bunch of scientific leaders who basically set the parameters of where we wanted to go and so on. Then we basically embarked the rest of the society in the province of Quebec in health, in health, food, and business to help us making sure that we were having the right individual on the right place of the program and the right participant in the room. And we also then embark a good number of strategic partners that we thought were key if we were to have a say and some impact both in pushing research and practice in the food, in the health, and in the business domain. So we have a strategic partner, the health constituency here in Quebec and in Montreal. We have two institutes of the Canadian Institute for Health Research, Nutrition, and I won't give the full name, I apologize, Nutrition and Neuroscience. And we also have the Fondation Chagnon, the Association, the Food, Food and Consumer Product of Canada, which is the Association of Food Manufacturers of Canada. And we have the American Culinary Institute, which is the school that trained basically the chef in the USA. So I do say thank you to all those people. I would like briefly, before giving my colleague Robert here the microphone, I would like briefly set the mindset within which we have survived and grown in the challenge for the last 4 years. Because when you bring people who speak different languages, and I'm not talking about French and English here, I'm talking about the different discipline language that we all have, we do need to take time to consider the other perspective. And I think that this drawing is quite telling in this regard. The second one here, the language being diverse, let's each try to prepare to present in a way that relatively lay people, but very intelligent, can understand. Third thing, and I think in the context of obesity, when it's the whole society that you need to change, this idea of collaboration instead of competition is an important one. And the last, I like that one, take time to read. Think strategic, go beyond the simple words that is say and look at the big picture behind this. So those are my kind of the mindset that I think we will bring them back every day because it is important to have this in mind so that our exchanges are the most fruitful. I will now introduce you Robert Perrault. We have two moderators. The second one will be joining us tomorrow. Robert Perrault is an associate professor of psychiatry here at McGill. He's also a medical consultant, I think, for Santé Publique here in Montreal. And he will kindly be our moderator for the whole day today. Robert?
Thank you. Those of you who know Laurette understand that she has a spare moderator in the person of Carl Moore, who will be here tomorrow, because we have an exhausting schedule, as you know. And in preparing for this, I thought maybe I'd find a cute quote to introduce the day. And I fell on a few things that were not as cute as I thought. The first one is an observation to the fact that obesity is prevalent in developing countries where hunger is also prevalent. And I think that is part of our challenge to understand phenomena like these. The second one is by Thomas Sasse, a famous psychiatrist out of New York, who said that addiction, obesity, and starvation are political problems, not psychiatric problems. Each condenses and expresses a contest between the individual and some other person or persons in his environment over the control of the individual's body. So this is the other end of the spectrum. Not wanting to preempt anything that will be said over these 3 days, it is an amazing fact that we are in a room with people from all kinds of disciplines, ready to exchange ideas, ready to compare the squares that Laurette put up on the board here. So the day will be segmented in 35-minute pieces. Each speaker will have 35 minutes, including time for questions, depending on how the speaker chooses to allocate his or her time. I wish to welcome people in another room, people in room 408 who are looking at this, watching this over closed circuit television. For this reason, and now that you know this, I will ask everyone to identify him or herself when they ask questions. Also, due to the fact that we will be using this as a in webcast format later on. I have a few housekeeping items for you before we start. The first one is, of course, where the bathrooms are. Don't hesitate to just go out this door and look to your left. You'll eventually see the signs. The dinner tonight will follow immediately the end of the session, the afternoon session. People who need a cab will be handed out vouchers at the door outside, and Laurette, in the interest of time, has suggested that we refrain from going back to the hotel to our email addiction and go straight to dinner, which is worthwhile, believe me. Now, I think we've covered most of what needed to be covered. There's a cooler there, so water cooler. It's not for conversation. It is because the air is fairly dry in here, so don't hesitate to drink all the water you need to be vigilant for our speakers, the first of which is David Coleman, a Wilder Penfield professor and director at the Montreal Neurological Institute here at McGill, and he will be speaking about the brain and obesity. David.